Elliott Abraham is NC State. I'm not even going to say he's NC State baseball. He clearly is. He's not even NC State athletics. There is nobody who is more NC State than Elliott Avent, the baseball coach over for the Wolfpack, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show. We're going to talk about Trey Turner. We're going to talk about our mutual friend, Rod Brindamore, and the Carolina Hurricanes, and who knows what else comes up. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I know you're in the middle of fall. I know you guys had a series with Duke over at DBAP. It didn't go well yesterday in your scrimmage. But overall, what are your thoughts on your club? I guess we're not that far from everything really starting after the first of the year. But what are your thoughts on your club now?
Yeah, you're probably, Adam, you're right. You're not that far from starting, because we end up next Wednesday, and then next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving. The guys go home after exams. They come back, and you're playing. When they come back, you're playing in a month. So what you see now is very similar to probably what you're going to get. But like, we got 20 new guys joining 20 returnees, and so trying to mesh those guys together in a short amount of time is what every coach, I think, in every sport is trying to do now, with, you know, so much transition in college athletics. And it's been a good fall. We've gotten a lot of things done, going over the Durham Bulls, which is such a great venue, and playing Duke over there was a fun night. We played 16 innings. Yesterday we played 14 innings. So we got our fall World Series they're going to pick teams today. We got captains picking teams today, and over to Medios, and then we're going to play a scrimmage, game one Friday, game two Sunday, and we'll end up on next Wednesday with game three, and that will end the team portion of the fall baseball. And, you know, we've seen a lot of good things. We've seen some things we certainly have to get better at if we're going to be able to compete in this league. But anyway, it's always fun, and it's fun coaching the guys and trying to get them to come together and teach the game, and it's just been a lot of fun.
I mentioned that there's nobody more NC State than you, and there's not a more NC State venue than Amedeo's for your fall World Series draft. Elliott Avent is joining us here. There's also nothing more NC State than watching Trey Turner absolutely rake. He did not have a good season. He finished well for Philadelphia this past year, but he was struggling for almost all of the year. He was open about it, too. But, man, he has not struggled in the postseason. 15 for 30, three homers, five doubles, an OPS of 1526 that looks like a misprint. He's only struck out four times after 150 strikeouts over the course of the year. I know you're not surprised at this, but, man, some of the stuff has to be surprising.
Yeah, you know, this game is not that easy, and certainly he's getting used to a new city. New environment. That stadium is absolutely crazy. It shows you the towns like Detroit, Pittsburgh, obviously New York City, Boston. And I was in Philadelphia last Thursday when they clinched the series against the Braves. All those cities, I didn't grow up in a city like that. So all those cities that love their sports teams, and I saw firsthand in Philadelphia last Thursday night. It's when they love you, they love you. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of neat for that city to have that. And like I said, he did get off to a tough start, but I think his honesty, when he just came out and said, "Hey, I stink right now," I think especially the blue collar city of Philadelphia appreciated that honesty, understanding how hard the game is. And he wasn't making excuses, which is who Trey is. And the second half of the season, he really turned it on, and him and Bryce Harper, and they just got Rhea Muto. They just got such a talented team, and I got to witness last Thursday how close they are as teammates.
Yeah,
and I think that goes a long way in any sport. I think you mentioned Rod Brindamore. I think that's what Rod Brindamore has done with the Hurricanes. Yeah. Is he's such a tangible chemistry. He believes in that so much. That's who he was as a player, blue collar. He has brought that to the Hurricanes, and we follow the Hurricanes pretty closely in this office. Two of our guys have season tickets, and we follow them pretty closely. And I know our city, the city of Raleigh, is so lucky to have a guy like Rod Brindamore and the notoriety that he's brought our city with the Carolina Hurricanes and how those guys play. And I think Philadelphia, from what I saw, is very similar to that. And so it's just neat to see Trey doing the things he's doing.
Trey, I mean, he has been great. You know, it's funny. I remember when he went, came public with how much he was struggling, and he felt bad about it. And the next night in Philly, even in the midst of, again, a slump, they were giving him ovations as though he had just hit game-winning home runs. So they actually showed him the support that they might not have shown somebody else who wasn't as open with it. I agree, man. I think the honesty will always sell in a city like Philadelphia. And if you deny your struggles, I think people see through that. And I think that has certainly worked to his benefit. But, I mean, he is just scalding hot. The whole team is hot. And, like, it almost feels to me, I want to ask you a couple of things about Rod and your relationship with him in a second. But it almost feels, I know there's a long way to go, and one moment can flip a series, but it almost feels like this is a coronation for Philadelphia. The way they're playing, they got close last year and fell short. This just feels a lot different.
It feels a lot different. It's always nice to be playing your best baseball at the end of the season. And you look at, like, the Dodgers that won so many games and clinched early, the Braves, the Rays, all those teams.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
That won so many games, and I don't know if it's the relaxation but it seems like the teams that are playing their best baseball at the end of the year and maybe need to do some things to either clinch a home field advantage or clinch something, those are the teams that possibly survive the longest. But I think it's got a lot. Well, obviously, they're very talented, the Phillies.
Yeah.
But like I said, I saw the chemistry that team has for each other, the love they have for each other, and it's what we try to teach here, or what I've tried to teach my whole life. And I thought it might be a college thing, but the more I'm around the professional ranks, I see that exists everywhere. And if you can get that going, and like today, that's probably harder to do in college than ever because of the transfer portal,
right,
and the easiness of these guys to be able to just, cut bait and go somewhere else. And it's a challenge that all college coaches, I think, have to deal with today.
Yeah, I mean, it is very similar to professional sports because there's a lot of moving around in pro sports. There are contracts, which maybe that's what college needs too. Maybe they need contracts. But I want to tap into your relationship with Rod. And as much as I can have a personal relationship with Rod, I do. And I wrote this in year one of the Rod Brindamore era, is that he gets his team, his players, to feel the same way he does. Like, everything matters to him. The team matters to him. The city matters to him. The relationships matter to him. And he gets his players to care like he does. That is a unique quality.
Yeah, it really is. But I know he has input. I know Waddell and the owner, they obviously they're making trades and who they keep. But I'm sure they give Rod Brindamore, input on that because he does coach that way. And obviously he did it for so long as a player, and I'm sure the players respect the fact that that's who he is. But I'm sure they value who Rod wants to bring in there
yep.
to fit in with the Hurricanes because that's been so much a part of their success. Like, the fans love hockey here now, which is, if you go back to bringing hockey here, I think it was in 99. I can't remember. I'm sure you do. But
yeah.
when they brought hockey here, so many naysayers, like, how is hockey going to fit in the South and Raleigh, North Carolina? And now it's probably the biggest attraction here. It's hard to get a ticket. And they love a winner. America will always love a winner, and they very rarely tolerate a loser. But they love the way the Hurricanes play, and they love the yeah. energy in that building. And this whole town has wrapped its arms around the Hurricanes. But Rod Brindamore is a big reason of that. Yeah, he is a good friend of mine, but I'm actually more of an admirer of him than anything. I just admire everything he does, in the way he coaches, the way he treats his players, just who he is as a person. Matter of fact, when I went to his wedding, I think I said something. That's when I fell in love with hockey,
right.
when I got to know all the hockey players. And I think I asked Ron Francis, Ronnie, is everybody from Canada a nice person? It seems like everybody I meet is a nice person and just a regular guy. But the more I watch hockey, the more I think it's the best sport out there for getting blue-collar, regular people who play the game with a great energy and then just become a regular person after that. And I've become just a big fan of the whole sport of hockey.
You know, you're right. I've spent a lot of time in Hurricanes locker rooms over the last 25 years, and they are, I mean, they're the most down-to-earth professional athletes you're going to find because you can't get to where, like, there's a lot of guys with ridiculous talent, like, unbelievable ability, but you can't get to where these guys got to without incredible work ethic. It permeates through every player in the league, in my opinion. I think the Hurricanes have also had a collection of really, really great people, and I've gotten to know a lot of them. And again, as much as somebody in my position can be friends with these people, I've got a lot of great relationships with Canes current and past. And I think it's an awesome sport. And I think Rod's also a big deal, has a lot to do with all of that. And, of course, it doesn't hurt that he's a state guy too. Right, Elliot?
No, that doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt. He loves baseball, and he loves the Wolfpack.
He does.
He follows. I'll text him at the craziest times, just when something happened great for the Hurricanes or, kicking off the season this year. And he knows exactly what's going on with our baseball team and what's going on with NC State. So he follows us as well. But he's just a good, good person. And like I say, those guys are so blue-collar.
Yep.
And it's such a grind. Their season is such a grind. The sport is so physical.
Yep.
And it's so taxing. And the season is so long. I can't believe how many games they play. Those guys are not only – I remember – Rod and Ron Francis told me this one time. They're not only tough physically, but you have to be tough mentally. They're so tough-minded. It isn't the physicality that gets them sometimes. It's the grind that they have to be so tough-minded. That goes back to them being so blue-collar and such good people. And I just got such an admiration for the whole hockey community. And like I said, what they've done for this city and the state of North Carolina, I think when you say Carolina Hurricanes, I think people know exactly what you're talking about nationwide. And it's just been so much fun and such a great great asset to our city.
All right. Now on my bucket list is watching a game with you, Elliot Avent. We're going to have to do that very soon. Enjoy your Fall World Series. Enjoy watching Trey Turner hopefully win one for him. And I will talk to you very soon.
Hey, Adam, I know you got to go. Let me tell you one quick story you got to love.
Okay.
You talk about the ovation they gave the Phillies.
Yeah.
That was a radio to show you the impact that y'all have on communities and on cities and on states. That was a radio, the radio announcer that got that done. And when I was in Philly Thursday, I got a chance to go meet him and be around him. And I said, hey, you know what? you not only turned around, you know, helped turn around Trey season, that ovation that he suggested the city and the stadium do. It's almost like Philadelphia had an image that they booed their players if they're not doing good.
Right.
And he almost changed the mentality of how Philadelphia's looked at. So I thought that was interesting, and it shows you the impact that y'all have through the venue of radio.
They booed Santa Claus. They booed Santa Claus in Philly. It is a complete turnabout.
So, hey, good for y'all. Good talking to you, Adam. Thanks for everything you do, and thanks for what you do for the city of Raleigh and the Wolfpack.
You're the best. Elliot Avin, I appreciate your time.
All right, bye.
That's maybe more responsibility than I need. I just say it. I don't need that kind of
right.
I don't need that kind of pressure.
Right.
We're not. We try to be. We try to be fair. That's. We're not. I don't carry pom poms.